Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
What happens to honeybees in the winter? And how did the hives weather this winter weather that we have as we move into spring? I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report. Nick Thill, Wisconsin Honey Producers Association president, says he has been getting mixed reviews from beekeepers throughout the state. He shares how these pollinators handled the cold temperatures and what to expect moving into spring, including potential hive invaders.
So this year, and this is kind of talking to beekeepers throughout the state, it's been getting a lot of mixed reviews. I've heard a lot of people in the state have had amazing survival rate. This winter has been a little milder than previous years. We've had a few cold snaps here and there, but all in all, the temperatures have been relatively mild. And then there's been a few that have just kind of been like decimated this year and have had high losses. So it's kind of been, I would say, averaging out. And I would say recently, throughout the past few years, I'm guessing an average winter loss is probably, 25 to 35% has been a little more average. And I'm probably the last few years, probably closer to that 35% loss has been kind of the standard.
How do you even evaluate bees during the winter? Obviously, they're all kind of cooped up in their hive trying to stay warm and alive. So what are the steps to going out there and making sure they're doing okay? But then also, if you see that they are struggling, what do you do?
During winter, obviously it's cold out, so it's not like summer where you can kind of just pull them open. The bees are clustered up, so me personally and many beekeepers try to wait for like a little warmer day, so perhaps temperatures like either in like the low 30s, but basically just kind of open them up. A lot of times as the season or the winter progresses and they go through their food stores, they'll move vertically through the hive, and a lot of times if you open that top cover, you'll see the bees there, and you can kind of assess if they have sufficient food stores, so honey that they've collected in fall, making sure that they still have enough feed to get them through to the first nectar source, and if not, many beekeepers will supplement with like kind of like sugar cakes or just kind of granulated sugar that the bees can feed off of until we start getting some of the early nectar sources like dandelions. So we check them for feed during winter to make sure that obviously they don't starve out before spring comes.
How do colonies grow during the winter? Does the queen lay eggs all winter long, or how does that work?
The majority of the winter, the bees just kind of cluster. And typically during usually very late February, beginning of March, as temperatures start warming a little bit, the bees will become a little more active, and then that queen will start laying. And that's where making sure the bees have enough feed is very important, because as they become more active, they're going through more food stores. So early spring food stores are very important to the survival of that hive.
What are things to be aware of moving into spring?
One main thing is making sure that there's enough food stores for the bees to make it till that first of dandelions that come out. I know many people don't like to see the dandelions in their lawn, but beekeepers are very excited to see dandelions, because that's the first nectar source that the bees can really collect a decent amount of nectar and nourishment for them. One other thing that beekeepers need to definitely be aware of in spring is staying on top of their mite treatment. So the beekeepers have been dealing with a Varroa mite, which was kind of discovered in the late 80s, and it's kind of been the thorn in our side ever since. And it's probably the number one leading cause of death in honeybees is Varroa mite infestation, where it's a parasite that hosts off of the adult honeybee. And if not treated, it can overwhelm a hive and end up leading to, it makes them more susceptible to other diseases. But if overrun, the colony will die. So staying on top of it, making sure you get an early mite treatment on your beehives is very important to make sure that all the bees are able to, I guess, flourish as the warm weather and flowers start coming out.
Other hive invaders that people may not think necessarily about too much can be bears, right? They are trashing hives, but what research is being done regarding that? Is there anything being done to help analyze how many hives are lost to bears, or a database being prepared or anything like that?
Yeah, recently our organization, Wisconsin Honey Producers Association, has formed a bear committee in 2021, and last year in 2022 was the first year we kind of rolled out a portal within our website, wihoney.org, where beekeepers are able to go in the unfortunate circumstance that a bear does attack their hive or destroy one of their hives, where they're able to go into this portal and kind of share information, upload photos of any damage, and kind of say, like, if it was a complete loss or if maybe the bears just knocked it over and it was more of a nuisance. But with that data, we're able to, I guess, kind of track frequency as well as where we're having more bear issues and what part of the state, but also kind of the financial impact that these black bears are having on beekeepers due to the complete loss of the bees, the damage to the equipment, and loss of honey production, which for many beekeepers, that's what they're in it for, is to make honey and then hopefully sell that honey. And if the bear destroys the hive, that's lost income for them. So this portal is a way for us to track it, to track what damage is happening and where. And we're hoping that we can use this data and kind of reach out. In 2022 as well, we became a stakeholders group in the Black Bear Advisory Committee for the Wisconsin DNR. So we're hoping by kind of bringing more light to the financial impact that these bears are having within our members and beekeepers throughout the state, we can hopefully like enact some change to help our members as well as other beekeepers throughout the state.
What other issues are Wisconsin beekeepers currently facing or potentially preparing to face coming into this spring season?
One thing that I think is becoming more and more of an issue is a lot of time it is lack of forage. As more and more of the, I guess, country landscape is changing, with whether it be like the urban sprawl out into the country where what used to be farm fields of alfalfa and clover are now end up being people's homes. A lot of that does impact. That's just less flowers out there for the bees to collect nectar and pollen from. So we're seeing more areas of where bees have lack of forage, where areas that were very good and like high density of flowers are becoming less and less. What I'd like people to know about the Wisconsin Honey Producers Association is we are advocates for honeybees, and we are, as an organization, trying to do what we can to help beekeepers become better beekeepers and do what we can to be advocates for bees. I'd encourage everybody in Wisconsin, if you are in the market for honey, look to your local beekeeper first. I mean, it is an amazing product that Wisconsin has to offer, and some of the best honey in the world, in my opinion. And obviously, there's been a lot of awards that Wisconsin beekeepers have won for their honey nationally, and it's just shows that we have an amazing product. And if you're looking to buy honey, please go to the Wisconsin Honey Producers website to find local producers within your area. I can never encourage it enough, but support local. I mean, whether it's your local farmer or your local beekeeper, support local.
That was Nick Phil, Wisconsin Honey Producers Association president. To find a local beekeeper near you, go to wihoney.org. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.